First of all, I want to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for your prayers on my behalf. I had a pretty serious surgery back in December, and praise be to God, I have recovered, and as far as the doctors know, I'm cancer-free. So thank you all very much for your prayers. I just want to say that. Yeah, brother asked me if I would introduce, and I know that introducing doesn't take long. But I've been doing a lot of studying back home, and I have spent most of my time over the last 3 or 4 months preaching through the latter part of the book of Isaiah. Some very interesting things to be found in that wonderful book. And it's interesting that Isaiah has told the nation of Israel that you're going away into captivity. But then he also tells them, I'm going to recover you from your captivity. And he tells them they're going to be restored. And I want to draw your attention to some verses of scripture found in Isaiah 49. And I begin reading in verse 13. The prophet says, sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. What a horrible thought that the Lord has forgotten me. He has forsaken me. I'm sure that's the way they felt from a natural perspective. And then Isaiah, divine intervention, makes this statement. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands, thy walls are continually before me. I just want to share this one thought with you. My wife and I have 3 children. I'm very protective of my children. Every father should be very protective of his children. But you want to really rile somebody up, you go after the child's mama. You'll see a whole new side of her that you've never seen before. You go after a child, and a mama is going to defend her child, and she's going to defend her child in a much different way than any man does. Why? There's a special bond. The mother bore the child. Imagine the situation. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. What I want to say is simply this. God says the love that a woman has for her child, that a mother has for her child, is only surpassed by the love that God has for his people. You think about that for a minute. God loves you, his people, more than any mother, any woman loves her child. That's an awesome God that we serve. That's an awesome God. And my friends, I just want to tell you that whenever I saw that, I struggled with this verse for years. And when I saw that God loves his people far beyond a mother's love for her child, a woman's love for her child, I said, the least I can do is to serve him the very best I can while I'm here. Y'all bow with me.